Book 1, Canto 4, The Secret Knowledge, page 67. Incarnate in a world of strife and pain, he puts on joy and sorrow like a robe, and drinks experience like a strengthening wine. He whose transcendence rules the pregnant vasts, prescient now dwells in our subliminal depths, a luminous individual power alone. The absolute, the perfect, the alone, has called out of the silence his mute force. Where she lay in the featureless and formless hush, guarding from time by her immobile sleep the ineffable puissance of his solitude. The absolute, the perfect, the alone, has entered with his silence into space. He has fashioned these countless persons of oneself. He has built a million figures of his power. He lives in all who lived in his vast alone. Space is himself and time is only he. The absolute, the perfect, the immune, one who is in us as our secret self, our mask of imperfection has assumed. He has made this tenement of flesh his own, his image in the human measure cast, that to his divine measure we might rise. Then in a figure of divinity, the Maker shall recast us and impose a plan of Godhead on the mortal's mold, lifting our finite minds to his infinite, touching the moment with eternity. This transfiguration is earth's due to heaven. A mutual debt binds man to the supreme. His nature we must put on as he put ours. We are sons of God and must be even as he. His human portion, we must grow divine. Our life is a paradox with God for key. But meanwhile, all is a shadow cast by a dream, and to the musing and immobile spirit, life and himself dawn the aspect of a myth, the burden of a long, unmeaning tale. For the key is hid and by the inconscient kept, the secret God beneath the threshold dwells. In a body obscuring the immortal spirit, a nameless resident vesting unseen powers with matters, shapes and motives beyond thought, and the hazard of an unguessed consequence, an omnipotent, indiscernible influence, he sits unfelt by the form in which he lives, and veils his knowledge by the groping mind. A wanderer in a world his thoughts have made, he turns in a chiaroscuro of error and truth to find a wisdom that on high is his. As one forgetting, he searches for himself. As if he had lost an inner light, he seeks. As a sojourner lingering amid alien scenes, he journeys to a home he knows no more. His own self's truth he seeks, who is the truth. He is the player who becomes the play. He is the thinker who becomes the thought. He is the many who was the silent one. In the symbol figures of the cosmic force, and in her living and inanimate signs, and in her complex tracery of events, he explores the ceaseless miracle of himself, till the thousandfold enigma has been solved in the single light of an all-witnessing soul. This was his compact with his mighty mate, for love of her and joined to her forever, to follow the course of time's eternity amid magic dramas of her sudden moods and the surprises of her masked idea and the vicissitudes of her vast caprice.